Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Tuesday morning to you. Hope you all are well. I hope you all had a great long weekend. Hope you all had a great Martin Luther King Day as well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all my first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. Salute to you. I appreciate you. Thank you for your service. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my people getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning at the gym. Getting that good pump in. But again, hope you all had a great weekend. And we're going to get to Super Wild Card Weekend. We're going to get to the Falcons and the slew of interviews they completed this weekend. But we're going to get to the Atlanta Hawks too. Because, man, talk about a team I'm just about done with. Just about done with them dang Hawks. But we'll get to them. I first have to get to something really, really, really important, and I would be remiss if I didn't start the show off with this. I have to give a special shout out to my brother from another mother, my guy Rick, him and his beautiful girlfriend Adrian. They just had a baby over the weekend, Xavier. Just want to give a special congratulations to them. That's my best friend. We've been best friends really since the sixth grade. And all throughout high school, college, we played football together, played AAU basketball together. So, obviously, me and him have been through it through thick and thin. And him and, again, his girlfriend, Adrian, just had a baby over the weekend. And I just wanted to give them a special congratulations over the airwaves. Went to go see baby Xavier yesterday. Beautiful baby boy. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Beautiful baby boy, Xavier. And just a beautiful thing there, you know, having a healthy child, and just wanted to give him a special, him and Adrian a special shout out there. So shout out to them. Shout out to baby Xavier. We'll be seeing more of Uncle Dylan very soon, but wanted to give them a special shout out before we get into anything else this morning. All right, we got to get to these NFL playoff games. Super wild card weekend was super indeed, and it came with some super upsets because, man, I did not see a few of these results coming. So let's just quickly, before we get into each game, let's go over the results and refresh your memory. The Texans on Saturday beat the Browns at home 45-14. The Chiefs beat the Dolphins in a cold Arrowhead 26-7. The Packers upset the Cowboys on the road in Jerry World. Drop almost a 50 burger on the Cowboys' head. 48-32 was the final score there. Then what we all knew was going to be the best game of the weekend was the best game of the weekend. The Lions holding on, taking down the Los Angeles Rams at home 24-23. Then Monday, a game that was supposed to be played, on Saturday? Or maybe on Sunday? Gets pushed. Yeah, it was supposed to be played on Sunday. Gets pushed to Monday. That's the Steelers and the Bills. A snowy Highmark Stadium. But the Bills get the job done 31-17 at home. And then I thought the NFC South was supposed to be the worst division in football. Well, maybe the NFC East is the most disappointing division in football. Another NFC East team goes down. The Eagles get curb stomped by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Buccaneers get the win at home 32-9. My goodness. Both the Cowboys and the Eagles, both NFC East representatives getting blown out. Now, I know the Cowboys tried to make it interesting at the end, but that game was over. The Packers had backups in. Now, they did have to bring Jordan Love and Aaron Jones back in the game just to make sure, but still, that game was over with. So, man, what a wild card weekend it was. CJ Stroud is more and more looking like that dude going back to that game. I mean, dude balled out. What do you have? 3 touchdown passes in the first half? In the first half? Texans also got a pick 6 off of Joe Flacco. Flacco threw, 2 interceptions? He did not have a great day. But the Texans, man, they are rolling, playing some of their best football. They got so far ahead, they were able to put Davis Mills in the game. C.J. Stroud goes 16-21, 274 yards, 3 tutties. They only ran for 76 yards. Devin Singletary did most of the work, 13 carries, 66 yards. But they were able to throw that ball around and take advantage of a Browns defense that had been really good all season long, the best defense pretty much all season long, and they couldn't run the ball on him, but they sure could pass the ball, and C.J. Stroud did just that, throwing it all over the yard. Nico Collins, 6 receptions, 96 yards, a touchdown. Brevin Jordan, a long 76-yard touchdown reception. Dalton Schultz, a catch for 37 yards and a touchdown. So, man, the Texans looking like a problem, not only this season, but seasons to come as well, because that team and C.J. Stroud, you think, are only going to get better. So, man, this just keeps on proving the point that the Texans, they got it right. They got it right in the draft. Not to say the Panthers didn't, but Texans look like they had the jackpot getting Will Anderson and C.J. Stroud. Man. So, Texans get the job done. The Chiefs, man, I did not think this game was going to go this way. I thought the Dolphins, I knew the cold was going to hit them a little bit hard. I knew the cold was going to be a little bit tough for them, but they both had to play in it. I know the Chiefs are a little bit more accustomed to it, but I didn't think the Dolphins were going to fold like this. But that cold record for Tua, playing, 40 degrees or below, 45 degrees or below, that record don't lie. Tua, not great. 20-39, 199 yards, a touchdown, but also an interception. They really just couldn't do anything on offense. Only 188 yards through the air, 76 yards on the ground. Just could not get much of anything going. Tyreek Hill, he did have a touchdown, but only 5 receptions for 62 yards. Everybody else they held in check. Jaylen Waddle only had 2 receptions for 31 yards. And, yeah, Miami really messed themselves up because you win at Buffalo. That game's in Miami. And it might be different because, again, you ain't playing in zero. You ain't playing in a game where it's, what, negative 20 with the wind chill? So I think the weather definitely affected the Dolphins. But also, the Chiefs' defense is really good. We got to give the Chiefs' defense some credit because this is arguably the best defense the Chiefs have had since having Patrick Mahomes at quarterback. And I was very concerned about whether or not the Chiefs could keep up offensively. I know it sounds crazy to say, but I was wondering if the Chiefs could keep up offensively with the Dolphins. And not only did they do that, but they almost dropped 30 on the Dolphins. So the Chiefs figured it out, and the Dolphins sent packing. Now moving on to Sunday, the Packers. Man, Jordan Love tapped into the spirit of Aaron Rodgers, didn't he? My goodness, dropping 48 on the Cowboys. The Cowboys defense. Y'all still want Dan Quinn? I know nobody here in Atlanta wants Dan Quinn, but any non-Falcons fans need a head coach? Y'all still want Dan Quinn? Because, you know, it's a big moment. That defense went missing. They need to put an APB out for that Cowboys defense because Jordan Love carved him up, handled the pressure well. And, I mean, yeah. Jordan Love also did a very good job not turning the ball over because I don't think Dallas got any takeaways. And, I mean, Dallas, that defense, they thrive on takeaways. I mean, they really, really thrive on takeaways. So if you are clean with the ball, don't turn the ball over, you got a chance to carve that defense up. And then they got one of their own, well, two of their own. Darnell Savage had a pick six. Jair Alexander also got an interception. But the Cowboys, no takeaways. So Packers and Jordan Love, good job taking care of the football, and they handle business. Aaron Jones, 3 touchdowns, 20. I mean, going back, Aaron Jones loves going back to Dallas. I saw the stat during the broadcast said he averages 123 yards in Dallas against the Cowboys. That's crazy. Hit just under his average, had 21 carries for 118 yards and 3 touchdowns. Jordan Love had 3 touchdowns of his own, 16 and 21, 272 yards, 3 touchdowns. One to Romeo Doubs, who had 6 receptions for 151 yards. Long 46-yard touchdown reception. Luke Musgrave, 3 receptions, 52 yards and a touchdown. And Dontavian Wicks, 2 receptions, 25 yards, a touchdown as well. So, man, Jordan Love looks like he's figuring things out too. And they were talking about it on the broadcast really ever since that Thanksgiving game where they went in, upset the Lions, and Jordan Love ain't get his turkey leg. He's been taking a serious ever since. He's been on a revenge tour ever since to get that turkey leg. So Jordan Love getting the job done and sending home the Cowboys, which, man, it is always, I don't really watch First Take a lot. I don't watch the morning ESPN program a lot. One, because I'm finishing up work from the morning shift, obviously. And then two, just because I don't see it. But, man, oh, man, did I sure enough, once the Cowboys lost, I sure did go head over to X or Twitter or whatever you want to call it. And I sure did head over to Stephen A. Smith's account. And I sure did watch him troll the Dallas Cowboys because that is always funny. And I had myself a good laugh. Oh, man. That's just busted for the Cowboys. That's just busted. You have a team that, once again, you think can win the Super Bowl. Talking about Dak is playing his best football, which he was. He was playing some great football. But that's the one thing about the NFL playoffs that makes it so tantalizing, makes it so fun to watch. You could be playing great all season long. Dak was playing great all season long. It only takes one busted game, and you out of there. 41-60 for Dak. Three touchdowns, which a couple of those came in, again, garbage time. Two interceptions. And the Cowboys at home yet again. And now the question is, will Mike McCarthy remain the Dallas Cowboys head coach? We'll see. We'll see. I wonder if the Falcons will be interested in Mike McCarthy. I think I'm good on him too, but he's a little bit more maybe interesting than a Bill Belichick is to me. Belichick's interesting, of course, but again, only if he is willing to coach. And again, we'll get into that here in about 7 minutes, next segment. But anywho, finishing out the recap of the wild card weekend, super wild card weekend, that is. Packers beat the Cowboys 48-32. The best game of the weekend. We all knew it was going to be the best game, and thank goodness at least this one delivered. Now, some of them were close towards the end because Steelers and Bills were close for a little bit. Eagles and Buccaneers were even close through three quarters. But Lions and Rams, they were going back and forth. That was a fun game to watch. Matthew Stafford returning to Detroit. Believe it or not, heard some boos. Heard some boos. I don't mind it. He's been gone long enough. He's gone and won a Super Bowl with somebody else. So I understand. You knew we were going to be probably some. But the Lions getting it done against Matthew Stafford and the Rams, 24-23. Jared Goff, even though made some mistakes at times, looked good. 22-27, 277 yards, a touchdown. David Montgomery ran the ball well. They did enough. They didn't necessarily wow, but they played their brand of football. Jared Goff didn't have to do too much. They ran the ball effectively enough, and they did their thing. David Montgomery, Jahmyr Gibbs both getting a touchdown. Sam Laporta getting a receiving touchdown. Jared Goff did have a fumble, but they were able to recover it. And then for the Rams, Matthew Stafford played well. This was just a good game. Two good teams playing pretty clean football. And Matthew Stafford again, 25 of 36, 367 yards, two touchdowns. And it really just came down to who had the ball last and who could get stops at certain points. So that was a fun game to watch. Steelers-Bills. Steelers made it interesting for a while. Hats off to Mason Rudolph. He kept it pretty competitive as long as he could. But then some bad tackling by the Steelers ended that one. And then Eagles-Buccaneers, man. The Eagles, Jalen Hurts has got to get healthy. That knee has been bothering him. He's not the same explosive dude he was when he's running with his legs. And then that offense really missed A.J. Brown. Couldn't get a whole lot going. And I don't know why they don't run the ball more, man. Especially with A.J. Brown gone. Like, they only ran the ball 15 times without A.J. Brown. Man, that number should be at least 25. And they had good success running the ball pretty much when they ran it. I mean, I just don't get it. But anywho, Buccaneers representing for the NFC South, blowing out the Eagles 32-9. And that is Super Wild Card Weekend. Real quick, I know we got to go to break. Divisional round next weekend. Texans and Ravens, 4:30 on Saturday. Packers 49ers Saturday at 8:15. Buccaneers at Lions, 3 o'clock NBC. And Chiefs at Bills, 6:30 on CBS. That's the divisional round matchups. We'll talk more about it as the week goes along. But when we come back, they did it. They interviewed him. The Falcons interviewed him. We'll talk about just what we're talking about, and we'll continue to recap and let you know we know about the Falcons head coaching search. We'll do it in 5 right here on the Hometown Take, right here in the Kia Studios, live with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning. Hope you all are well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all my first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. Shout out to y'all. Appreciate y'all's service. Appreciate y'all keeping us safe. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. And shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well, enjoying their last few moments of their long weekend, getting their last few minutes, maybe an hour or so of rest and relaxation. Maybe you're already up because you just woke up early. Maybe you don't got to go to work today. Lucky you. But anywho. Anyway, you're listening, I appreciate you. Okay, we recapped Super Wild Card Weekend for you as well, and now we got to get into more NFL football, but we got to focus on the Falcons because they have completed a slew of interviews over the weekend. So I will let you know the ones they have confirmed, they have completed, because they announced last week that they were going to let us know when they have completed interviews, not when they requested them, but when they have completed interviews. So they have completed interviews with Ravens defensive coordinator Mike McDonald. They have also completed an interview with Bengals offensive coordinator Brian Callahan, 49ers defensive coordinator Steve Wilks, Panthers defensive coordinator Elihiro Evero. I'm sorry, I got to definitely learn how to pronounce that name, especially if he's going to be our head coach. Anywho, also, they have interviewed Ravens assistant head coach and defensive line coach Anthony Weaver. And they dropped it last night, 7 hours ago. They have also completed an interview with former New England Patriots head coach Bill Belichick. The shoe everybody was waiting for to drop. It's dropped. They interviewed him. They talked to him. There's mutual interest. But we'll see if he ends up getting hired. Now, I do have to note that they still are most likely planning to interview, or reportedly are planning to still interview, Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson, Lions defensive coordinator Aaron Glenn, Rams defensive coordinator Raheem Morris, and Texans offensive coordinator Bobby Slowick. I do want to note you that wildcard teams, which all the coaches I just named, are still in the postseason. Well, the Rams aren't anymore, so I'm sure they'll be able to complete an interview with Raheem Morris. You'll probably see some news about that probably Wednesday. I don't think Raheem probably does an interview with the Falcons today, but soon, probably the next day or so, you'll see news about them completing the interview with Rams defensive coordinator Raheem Morris and also Falcons former interim head coach. So you'll probably get that news soon. But as far as the teams that are still in the wild card, the Lions and the Texans, who the Falcons have coaches they want to interview, Ben Johnson, Aaron Glenn, Bobby Slowick, those interviews must begin 3 days after the team's wild card game and must be conducted prior to the conclusion of divisional playoff games. So they have a window where they need to get those interviews done. So you should also be hearing very soon about the Falcons confirming they interviewed Ben Johnson, confirming they interviewed Aaron Glenn, and confirming they interviewed Bobby Slowick. So that's the latest update we have for you. No other interviews that I've seen have been requested for the Falcons, so it seems like they have their entire pool that they want to look at. I don't know if Mike McCarthy maybe gets the boot. Maybe they request to interview him. I'm not sure. But it seems like they're going to pretty much stay within this pool. Doesn't like they might cast any wider of a net. But again, I am on the Mike McDonald, Aaron Glenn, Ben Johnson, Bobby Slowick, Raheem Morris train. That's probably my top five. Again, I do not mind. It's hard to leave out Steve Wilks. I like Steve Wilks, too. I think he would be good. But Bill Belichick, there's just too many questions for me. Just too many. Like, Bill, is he going to be okay? And I'm sure all these questions were asked and answered. We just don't know what Bill said. But I'm sure all these questions were asked and answered in the interview. Like, okay, how do you feel about being collaborative with Terry Fontenot? Are you okay not completely controlling personnel decisions? What's your plan for quarterback? Do you want us to go get a quarterback? Would you like the team to draft a quarterback? How do you solve the quarterback issue that the Falcons obviously have right now? Also, what's your life like right now, Bill? How long are you planning on coaching? How many years you got left? Is it 3? Is it 4? Is it 5? I don't know if it's more than 5. Maybe it is, but what's your plan? Because are you going to have some sort of succession plan in place? Are you going to put some sort of succession plan in place when you come here? Are you going to bring a guy on your staff who you would like to take over as the next head coach, who you think would be a good head coach once you retire, if you do retire here? Like, these are all questions that need answers. So is he going to need a defensive coordinator? Is he going to call the defense? Like, there are just so many questions, I feel like, with Bill Belichick. And again, the main two things for me that kind of keep me away from the Bill Belichick train and really buying into the Falcons hiring Bill Belichick is his age and how long is he going to coach? Because I feel like you at least need 5 years, right? Four, at least at the very minimum, 4. But if you're just going to coach for 3 years and then you're going to be done, what's the point? I don't see much of a point unless you're going to have a clear succession plan in place. I just don't see much of a point to him coming in here for 3 years and then dipping again. Do y'all realize Arthur Smith was here for 3 years? That's not very long. So we're going to do all this over again in 3 years? I just don't see the point in that. Now, again, maybe he's planning on coaching longer. Who knows? And then again, personnel. We cannot have Bill Belichick coming in here and making personnel decisions. I just don't want it to happen. He's not good at it, period. Okay, got Mac Jones. But you didn't do Mac Jones any favors once he got here. Having Matt Patricia and, who was it, Joe Judge as your co-offensive coordinator. What are you doing? What was that? And now you have completely, hopefully not completely, hopefully Mac Jones can get in the right situation and bounce back. I don't know. But it seems like you have really hurt the development of a quarterback who looked like he could be solid in Mac Jones. You never really brought any good offensive personnel in. Your defense has always been good. So I think he will be fine defensively. But you need an offensive coordinator and a good one. So I just have a lot of questions about that. If he's just coming in to coach and not deal with the personnel, if he lets Terry Fontenot and everybody else handle that, if he has his hands off of personnel, and of course, he's going to be somewhat collaborative. But if as long as he's not making the final personnel decision, if he can just give input, then I'm okay with that. But if he's making the final say, I don't want him here, let him go somewhere else and have control. He doesn't need that type of control here. He really doesn't need it, period, but he definitely don't need it here. So that's my thought on Bill Belichick. Again, I am still on the, like I said, Bobby Slowick. Look at what C.J. Stroud is doing. That is the Texans' offensive coordinator, Bobby Slowick. Look at what the Texans just did in a playoff game against the Browns, who had arguably the best defense in the NFL all season long. He carved them up like a pumpkin on Halloween. Had three touchdown passes at halftime. That's who Bobby Slowick is. He helped get him in the building, drafting him, and then he helped develop him. And now look at what C.J. Stroud is doing in just his rookie year. He already done won a playoff game, threw three touchdown passes at halftime in a half of a playoff game. And again, a lot of that is on definitely C.J. Stroud being talented, but a lot of that is also Bobby Slowick putting C.J. Stroud in the right positions, getting him in the right scheme, making the most of his talents. So get me a guy like that, or get me that guy. Also, Ben Johnson with the Lions. Look at the way he's resurrected Jared Goff. Nobody thought the Lions were going to stick with Jared Goff. They all thought he was a bridge quarterback. But Ben Johnson came in, played to his strengths, got him a good running game, which we have here. And he's made Jared Goff into a very serviceable quarterback who, by the way, also just won a playoff game and beat a Rams team that was one of the hottest teams in the league. So those two guys seem very attractive to me, very much so. So I'm cool with those two as far as offensive mind goes, defensive mind. That Ravens defense speaks for itself. Mike McDonald has had that this season. Look at the defense we have. We got a second team all pro, first team all pro by the players, watches, and Jesse Bates. Got Grady Jarrett going to come back. David Onyemata is going to continue to be on this team. Don't know about Calais Campbell, but we got some other good pieces as well. DeMarco Helms, Clark Phillips, A.J. Terrell. Could do some damage with this defense. So those are really my top three. And again, if you want to add a top five, I would be cool with, again, a Steve Wilks or Brian Callahan or Aaron Glenn. Even a Raheem Morris, I would be willing to give him another shot. So you can always let me know what you think at underscore Dylan Matthews. Who would you like to see as the Atlanta Falcons head coach? You can tweet at me, DM me on Instagram at underscore Dylan Matthews. But when we come back, I held it off as long as I can. We all talk about the Dang Hawks. They did get a win yesterday, even though it did seem like they was going to blow that lead. But they got a win yesterday on MLK Day at least. But after you lose by 28 to the Wizards, I feel like I need to be done with you. Because you already got a tough January. You're out here blowing games you can't afford to blow. You know what? Let me not get too far into it. We'll keep talking about the Hawks in 5 minutes. Right here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios, with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters, all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers, all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there. Everybody driving. My early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers, early morning, late night limo drivers, my people already at work or on their way to work. Really, my people on their way to work, I guess, is more relevant for what I'm about to say here, but make sure you all are driving safe. I know the temperature is dropping as we speak, and there could be some chance of black ice out there actually later on in the day. Matter of fact, let me go ahead and throw my weather cap on real quick and give you all a little synopsis of what's going to happen here as far as the weather goes. So 38 degrees right now, so obviously no worries about freezing, but 8 a.m. is when it's supposed to drop below freezing. 9 a.m. is supposed to be at 29, 10 a.m. 27 and windy. So, and right now, again, it's currently raining. Roads probably still going to be wet. Maybe they'll have a little chance to dry up. The rain is supposed to continue until 7 a.m. and then 8 a.m. supposed to freeze up. So there's a really good chance the roads could freeze. And I know Mike Johnson, who we'll talk to here in a few minutes, he's seen salt trucks on the ramps and things like that. So it seems like hopefully Atlanta, you know, unlike past years, is a little bit more prepared than they have been, or a little bit more prepared this year than they have been in past years. But still, be safe. Again, if you're on the way to work now, you should be okay. But if you don't have to be working till later, be safe out there. There could be some slippery roads, icy roads, so just be careful. That's all I'm telling you. All right. Only got a few minutes to talk about these Hawks, man. And again, they made up for it, I guess, by beating the San Antonio Spurs on MLK Day, 109-99. That's great. You did what you were supposed to do. There's no trophies for doing what you were supposed to do. But you know what? There is consequences for not doing what you're supposed to do. How do you lose to a 6-31 or 6-32, whatever they were, team? They were 6-31 going into that game. How do you lose to a 6-31 team by 28 points? I get it happens. I get you have nights like that. I understand how the game of basketball works. Trust me. But that right there is not supposed to happen. Good teams beat teams they're supposed to beat. And I get every team gets got by a team that's not as good as you. But if you're the Hawks, you were 15-22 going into that game. You cannot afford to lose games you're supposed to win. Right now you got to win games you're not necessarily supposed to win. That's where you're at right now. You got to be winning games you're not supposed to win. You can't be losing games you're supposed to win. Especially in this month where the games you're playing, the teams you're playing, they're tough. We've gone over them a bunch of times. The Wizards on Saturday and the Spurs on Monday were your two gimmies. And you went 1-for-2 on your two gimmies out of this month. That's not good. That's not okay. You cannot afford to do that. Unless you have this plan, Atlanta, the Hawks, unless you have this plan on going undefeated for the rest of the season, you need to get your arson gear. Okay? 127-99. You didn't even score 100 on the Wizards. The Wizards! Goodness gracious. That was just an ugly, ugly game. Seemed like rock bottom for the Hawks right there. So, oh, man, that's a tough one. But, again, at least they – oh, you know what? I'm not going to make excuses. I'm not going to say at least because you were supposed to win that game. They did beat the Spurs 99-109. They play the Magic tomorrow. Magic are at 22-18. You got to win that game. You're at home. You got to win that game. Point blank, period. No way around it. So, Hawks got to find a way to win some ball games. You're taking on a 22-18 Magic team on Wednesday, a 24-16 Miami Heat team on Friday, a 23-15 Cleveland Cavaliers team on Saturday. And then a week from yesterday, you're taking on another 23-16 team in the Sacramento Kings. That's where you're at. Then you play a Golden State team a week from tomorrow. And again, it's Golden State. They're 18-22, yes, but still, it's Steph Curry, it's Klay Thompson, and they can beat anybody. Then you got the Mavericks, who are 24-17. Then the Raptors, but again, you struggle with the Raptors. They're 15-25, but again, you struggle with the Raptors. And then you got the Lakers, who again can beat anybody. They're 20-21, they can beat anybody. There's no break the rest of this month. So you better find a way to win some of these tough games, period. Or again, you're already sitting at 11th right now. You're not even in the play-in. You're not even in the play-in right now. It's disappointing. It's really bad. So hopefully the Hawks can turn some things around. But at 16-23 right now, you got to kick things into highest of the highest gear. Now, I've seen multiple reports, maybe you guys have seen them too, about them potentially trading DeJounte to L.A. or trading DeJounte, period. I know Woj just said that the Hawks are ready to trade DeJounte Murray, but I've also seen where they are perfectly fine holding on to him. So I don't know what's going to happen there. That's one of those things where I'll believe it when I see it because, again, John Collins was on the trading block for 3 years just about before he got actually traded. So we'll see what happens. But, I mean, trading DeJounte Murray for Austin Reeves doesn't move the needle for me. Now, maybe they just be in it for the picks. Austin Reeves is a nice player, but he's not what you necessarily need. You need a guy who's more so defense first. Austin Reeves is a nice offensive player, but he's not going to be able to get you the stops that you need at the end of the day. You need defense. You let the Wizards score 127 points on you. You can score with anybody. You need defense. The reason you were able to hold on to that lead against San Antonio, you got stops when you needed to. Now, again, there's no need to toot your horn about that because they're not a very good basketball team right now either. But still, defense. You can score with anybody. You got to find a way to get stops if you're the Atlanta Hawks. So hopefully whatever moves they make at the trade deadline, if they do in fact make some moves, they go get some defensive pieces that can help them get some stops. Now, I know DeAndre Hunter coming back hopefully should help. We'll see. But Hawks are a mess right now. I mean, there's no way around it. They are a mess. And hopefully that loss to Washington was maybe rock bottom and they can climb their way up. I don't know. I don't know what to say about the Hawks anymore. At this point, I'm this close to being done. This close to being done. All right. Speaking of being done, the show actually is almost over. When we come back, we'll chop it up with the Morning Shift, Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson, see what they got up for a Tuesday edition of the Morning Shift. That's coming up right after this. And we'll wrap things up on the Hometown Take on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters, all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers, all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there. Everybody driving. My early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers, early morning, late night limo drivers, my people already at work or on their way to work. Really, my people on their way to work, I guess, is more relevant for what I'm about to say here, but make sure you all are driving safe. I know the temperature is dropping as we speak, and there could be some chance of black ice out there actually later on in the day. Matter of fact, let me go ahead and throw my weather cap on real quick and give you all a little synopsis of what's going to happen here as far as the weather goes. So 38 degrees right now, so obviously no worries about freezing, but 8 a.m. is when it's supposed to drop below freezing. 9 a.m. is supposed to be at 29, 10 a.m. 27 and windy. So, and right now, again, it's currently raining. Roads probably still going to be wet. Maybe they'll have a little chance to dry up. The rain is supposed to continue until 7 a.m. and then 8 a.m. is supposed to freeze up. So there's a really good chance the roads could freeze. And I know Mike Johnson, who we'll talk to here in a few minutes, he's seen salt trucks on the ramps and things like that. So it seems like hopefully Atlanta, unlike past years, is a little bit more prepared than they have been or a little bit more prepared this year than they have been in past years, but still, be safe. Again, if you're on the way to work now, you should be okay, but if you don't have to be at work until later, be safe out there. There could be some slippery roads, icy roads, so just be careful. That's all I'm telling you. All right. Only got a few minutes to talk about these Hawks, man. And again, they made up for it, I guess, by beating the San Antonio Spurs on MLK Day, 109-99. That's great. You did what you were supposed to do. There's no trophies for doing what you were supposed to do. But you know what? There is consequences for not doing what you're supposed to do. How do you lose to a 6-31 or 6-32, whatever they were, team? They were 6-31 going into that game. How do you lose to a 6-31 team by 28 points? I get it happens. I get you have nights like that. I understand how the game of basketball works. Trust me. But that right there is not supposed to happen. Good teams beat teams they're supposed to beat. And I get every team gets got by a team that's not as good as you. But if you're the Hawks, you were 15-22 going into that game. You cannot afford to lose games you're supposed to win. Right now, you got to win games you're not necessarily supposed to win. That's where you're at right now. You got to be winning games you're not supposed to win. You can't be losing games you're supposed to win. Especially in this month where the games you're playing, the teams you're playing, they're tough. We've gone over them a bunch of times. The Wizards on Saturday and the Spurs on Monday were your two gimmies. And you went 1-for-2 on your two gimmies out of this month. That's not good. That's not okay. You cannot afford to do that. Unless you have this plan, Atlanta, the Hawks, unless you have this plan on going undefeated for the rest of the season, you need to get your arson gear. Okay? 127-99. You didn't even score 100 on the Wizards. The Wizards! Goodness gracious. That was just an ugly game. Seemed like rock bottom for the Hawks right there. So, oh man, that's a tough one. But again, at least they, oh, you know what? I'm not going to make excuses. I'm not going to say at least because you were supposed to win that game. They did beat the Spurs 99-109. They play the Magic tomorrow. Magic are at 22-18. You got to win that game. You're at home. You got to win that game. Point blank, period. No way around it. So, Hawks got to find a way to win some ball games. You're taking on a 22-18 Magic team on Wednesday, a 24-16 Miami Heat team on Friday, a 23-15 Cleveland Cavaliers team on Saturday. And then a week from yesterday, you're taking on another 23-16 team in the Sacramento Kings. That's where you're at. Then you play a Golden State team a week from tomorrow. And again, it's Golden State. They're 18-22, yes, but still, it's Steph Curry, it's Klay Thompson, and they can beat anybody. Then you got the Mavericks, who are 24-17. Then the Raptors, but again, you struggle with the Raptors. They're 15-25, but again, you struggle with the Raptors. And then you got the Lakers, who again can beat anybody. They're 20-21, they can beat anybody. There's no break the rest of this month. So you better find a way to win some of these tough games, period. Or again, you're already sitting at 11th right now. You're not even in the play-in. You're not even in the play-in right now. It's disappointing. It's really bad. So hopefully the Hawks can turn some things around. But at 16-23 right now, you got to kick things into highest of the highest gear. Now, I've seen multiple reports, maybe you guys have seen them too, about them potentially trading DeJounte to L.A. or trading DeJounte, period. I know Woj just said that the Hawks are ready to trade DeJounte Murray, but I've also seen where they are perfectly fine holding on to him. So I don't know what's going to happen there. That's one of those things where I'll believe it when I see it. Because, again, John Collins was on the trading block for 3 years, just about before he got actually traded. So we'll see what happens. But, I mean, trading DeJounte Murray for Austin Reeves doesn't move the needle for me. Now, maybe they just be in it for the picks. Austin Reeves is a nice player, but he's not what you necessarily need. You need a guy who's more so defense first. Austin Reeves is a nice offensive player, but he's not going to be able to get you the stops that you need at the end of the day. You need defense. You let the Wizards score 127 points on you. You can score with anybody. You need defense. The reason you were able to hold on to that lead against San Antonio, you got stops when you needed to. Now, again, there's no need to toot your horn about that because they're not a very good basketball team right now either. But still, defense. You can score with anybody. You got to find a way to get stops if you're the Atlanta Hawks. So, hopefully, whatever moves they make at the trade deadline, if they do, in fact, make some moves, they go get some defensive pieces that can help them get some stops. Now, I know DeAndre Hunter coming back, hopefully, should help. We'll see. But the Hawks are a mess right now. I mean, there's no way around it. They are a mess. And hopefully, that loss to Washington was maybe rock bottom and they can climb their way up. I don't know. I don't know what to say about the Hawks anymore. At this point, I'm this close to being done. This close to being done. All right. Speaking of being done, the show actually is almost over. When we come back, we'll chop it up with the Morning Shift. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson. See what they got up for a Tuesday edition of the Morning Shift. That's coming up right after this. And we'll wrap things up on the Hometown Take on Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.